Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Caroline Kennedy warned senators that her cousin Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is, in her words, a predator. She's urging senators to reject his nomination as Health and Human Services Secretary. CBS's Matt Piper.
In a letter Caroline Kennedy wrote and was posted to social media a day before his confirmation hearings, she calls her cousin Robert F. Kennedy Jr. a threat.
It's no surprise that he keeps birds of prey as pets, because Bobby himself is a predator.
She says he is addicted to attention and power.
Bobby preys on the desperation of parents of sick children, vaccinating his own kids while building a following, hypocritically discouraging other parents from vaccinating theirs.
Another cousin, former Congressman Patrick Kennedy, spoke highly of RFK Jr. in a Tuesday Washington Post op-ed. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A judge pauses until Monday a Trump administration order freezing funding for federal grants and loans. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports.
The judge said she's imposing this stay until at least Monday so she has more time to determine whether organizations will be harmed by the funding freeze. Right now, no one seems to know how much funding is being paused, how many groups that affects, and for how long.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says since last Thursday, it has arrested close to 5,000 migrants. CBS News Colorado's Karen Lee on where agents are next expected.
The Denver metro area is among the next targets for the stepped-up immigration arrest operations that ICE has been conducting under the Trump administration. Large ICE operations have been taking place in New York City, Chicago. Now the agency is expected to do the same right here in the Denver metro area, including Aurora, which the president frequently cited on the campaign trail when vowing to crack down on illegal immigration.
Oklahoma State School Board has voted to have schools in the state mandate that parents provide proof of a child's citizenship or immigration status. This parent in Oklahoma saying,
"It's just a time filled with fear, a time filled with uncertainty, with lots of rhetoric. It's almost like we feel like we have to pull our kids from school."
An ongoing tuberculosis outbreak in northeast Kansas has become the biggest in U.S. history. Adrian Brine with the Sedgwick County, Kansas Health Department.
It is not easy to contract. You can't walk by someone on the street or even in a restaurant and be at risk for TB.
There have been 67 TB cases reported in two counties, according to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, which has been tracking the outbreak for over a year. Several people are feared dead and many more injured as tens of thousands of Hindus rushed to take a holy bath in a river at a massive festival in India. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
On the next Midday Magazine, we welcome in part one, Be Still Retreat Center. And in part two, we preview the film February with Nathan Demming. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
The Badgers move up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers have moved up a few spots. Now the 17th ranked team in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard on where he hopes they can improve.
You know, trying to be, from an offensive standpoint, if we can be top 10 in the country, which we are now. Defensively, we felt we needed to climb to be top 25 in order to be really elite. Because if you look across the country of who's in that category, it's some pretty high-powered teams. So defensively, we needed it. We were hovering in the 50s. We need to continue to grow that.
The Badgers head to Maryland to take on the Terrapins tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks with a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo both scoring 35 points. Andre Jackson ejected with a flagrant foul with less than a minute to play. Baseball, the Brewers adding closing pitcher John Axford to the team's Wall of Fame. Axford had 46 saves in 2011, a franchise single season record. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lady Gaga is not used to getting bad reviews when it comes to her music or acting. That ended big time when Joker Folie à Deux was panned by critics and audiences alike. Gaga put things in perspective in a recent chat with Elle magazine, saying people just sometimes don't like some things. She sounded unfazed, though, continuing that fear of failure is worse than actual failure, and if it takes over, can cause mayhem. Don't you hate it when your parole officer puts the kibosh on you hosting Saturday Night Live? Martha Stewart sure does. She whined to the perfect audience on The Tonight Tonight Show, starring cheerleader Jimmy Fallon, about how she missed her opportunity to host the show 20 years ago because of said parole officer. Maybe she'll get another opportunity since time has passed since she was convicted for conspiracy and obstruction of justice, as well as an insider trading scandal. It's so stressful when rich celebrities don't get everything they want. Maybe she can cry on her equally as annoying BFF Snoop Dogg's shoulder. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any flurries or light snow showers coming to an end. Overnight lows dropping to the upper teens to lower 20s. West winds gusting over 30 miles per hour. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies developing with highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. It's 39 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
RFK's confirmation hearings start. Will his vaccine skepticism put your kids' lives at risk? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Tuesday. Crashing the economy, Trump's blueprint for power and profit. We'll get to that in just a moment. Also, why don't the Democrats do a shadow government to deal with flooding the zone? This isn't rocket science. I should actually write a daily take about that tomorrow. And the great deportation scam has begun. We'll start our second hour with that. Also, Donald Trump shut down the government today. How much worse is it going to get? When does he actually dismantle it? Is he doing like Vladimir Putin told him to? I'll tell you about that in the second hour. Also in the second hour, Republican big government wants Costco to drop its DEI program. Why? Are they forcing everyone into the MAGA movement? Costco's stockholders, by the way, were not amused. And in the second hour, a plan to put a $1,000 bounty on the heads of immigrants has Missouri up in arms. They want neighbors turning in neighbors. Does this sound like a retribution culture? Is this an echo of what Hitler did in Germany when he had people calling into radio stations to announce who among them, you know, who of their neighbors were Jews? Also, in the third hour of our program today, Trump halts funding for Biden's projects. Which ones will survive? Also, in California, Republicans are saying they want to fix the forest. How? Let's clear cut them. It's like curing the flu by shooting somebody in the head. We'll talk about that in the third hour. And Donald Trump gives Elon Musk, who news reports say is regularly in touch with Vladimir Putin, access to all the unclassified data in the U.S. government. What could possibly go wrong? Wow. It's just an amazing day. By the way, Donald Trump already 644 days to the midterm elections, by the way. Donald Trump is already starting just massive lies. I mean, overnight, he tweeted out, the United States military just entered the great state of California and under emergency powers turned on the water flowing abundantly from the Pacific Northwest and beyond. The days of putting a fake environment argument over the people are over. Enjoy the water, California. Now, this is just complete BS. California had to answer, pointing out that, quote, the military did, this is from California Department of Water Resources. The military did not enter California. The federal government restarted federal water pumps after they were offline for maintenance for 3 days. State water supplies in Southern California remain plentiful. But the corporate-controlled media are just sane-washing the crap out of this. Oh, you know, Donald Trump is helping water into the... over on social media. Just in, Trump announces he sent the military into California to force water from north to south instead of dumping it in the ocean. Holy crap. Figured out who's boss yet, Gavin Newsom? And, you know, going on and on from there. It's crazy. But my op-ed today, and I, you know, it kind of speaks to this. It's called Crashing the Economy, Trump's Blueprint for Power and Profit. Democrats are warning, you know, signaling a warning, and I posted this over at Daily Kos as well. Democrats are pointing out that Trump's threats to increase our national debt by as much as $7 trillion, that is the cost of another round of tax cuts for billionaires, shift billions of Treasury dollars into crypto, and impose tariffs on imported goods. Any one of those three things could cause an economic crash. All three of them might be a perfect storm. And Trump seems unconcerned. And the Republicans, they're meeting down at Doral, or at his shabby Doral Golf Club down in Florida today, right now, to you know, plot what they're going to do. They don't seem to worry either. Now, to the average person, the idea of a recession is pretty grim. I mean, you know, millions of people lose their jobs. People have to sell their 401ks at a loss out of desperation just to pay the rent and buy food. You know, it's a horror show for average people, particularly in a country where 54% of Americans right now live paycheck to paycheck. So why isn't Trump worried about this? Why are Republicans not worried about this? Why are the billionaires who put Trump and the Republicans in power not worried about this? Well, the reason is very simple. There's three big benefits to billionaires to having an economic crash. It's why Reagan had a crash. It's why Bush had a crash. There's actually a benefit to them. First, it's a great excuse to cut government services, and also to cut taxes on billionaires. You just say, hey, we need to cut taxes to stimulate the economy. We need to cut government services because there's no money to pay for them. I mean, Reagan did this in 81. George W. Bush did this in 2002. So the second reason is that times of economic crisis increase the tolerance for strongman governments. FDR ran a strongman government. Now, it was one that everybody liked, but he was just, you know, stomping all over Congress and doing things with executive orders that Republicans were screaming were unconstitutional. People were freaked out. They wanted a strong government. In Europe, Hitler used the Great Depression to as the rationale for his enabling acts, which gave him rule by decree. And it appears now that Trump has rule by decree. I mean, he just fired these IGs in violation of the law, these inspector generals. I'll get into that more later on in the program. But he's defying the law or refusing to enforce the law in other cases right now, right in front of us, right in front of God and the world. And nobody is doing anything about it. And he's getting away with it. And that promises that more will come. And it'll get worse and worse and worse as time goes on. So, secondly, times of economic crisis, increase the need or the demand for strongman government. And in fact, this is where it's getting wild. 58% of young people, Generation Z people in the United States, say they trust social media more than traditional news. 45% now believe women have gained too many rights. The number of young men who believe that women have too much power in the United States has increased from 32 to 45% in just 5 years, while 52% say they trust what the readers see on social media. And then third, and this is the big reason, billionaires love economic crashes. I remember sitting in Gloria Swanson's apartment back in the 1980s having dinner with her, and she was on the board of our children's village. And, you know, every 6 months or so, I'd go down to New York and we'd have dinner together in her apartment. And she would just tell me these wild stories. And she told me this story. She was a vegetarian and I was a vegetarian. And the program we ran was vegetarian. So we had this commonality. So anyhow, she told me this story about Joe Kennedy, you know, John F. Kennedy's father. And he was her manager for a while. He was her lover for a while. And he robbed her blind. He ripped her off terribly. But her story about him was that when the Great Depression started, he had bailed out of the market just a week or two before the crash happened. And that during the crash, as the market was going down, 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 Joe Kennedy, who was really, really rich, was buying stocks. Why? Because it's a buying opportunity. If you're really rich, when the stock market crashes and all the little people are desperately selling all their stock just to pay for their rent and their food, you can buy that stock at a discount, and suddenly you're the richest person on earth. Joe Kennedy made a fortune doing this, as did J. Paul Getty. He left his parents' golden anniversary in 1929 to run down to Wall Street to buy stocks during the collapse and ended up one of the richest men in the world. In fact, the richest man in the world. He said it was the opportunity of a lifetime to get oil companies for practically nothing, which is exactly what he did. And this is what we saw this during the Bush crash, right? When during the Bush crash in 2007, home prices dropped 21%. This was when, there's millions of homes now owned by big corporations, hedge funds and big corporations out of New York, investment vehicles. This was when that most of them were purchased, or many of them. Over 10 million Americans lost their homes to predators like Steve Mnuchin. The stock market lost over 50% during the Bush crash. Its all-time peak was on October 9th, 2007, at 14,164. It collapsed to 6,594. While 8 million Americans lost their jobs and were wiped out, the billionaires came in and started buying stocks that were being unloaded by working-class people from their 401ks, even though they had to pay a penalty. Between 2009 and 2012, the bottom of the Bush crash and the beginning of the real recovery, the top 1% of Americans saw their income grow by over 31%. 95% of all income gains during that period were the top 1%. The S&P went up 462% by 2020. If you had invested in 2009 $1 billion, just 11 years later, you would have $4.6 billion. And then they did it again 10 years later during the Trump COVID crash. And this was, again, the billionaires became insanely wealthy. And they don't have to pay taxes on this money. I mean, just that one year, 2020, the world's billionaires saw their wealth increase by a full 54%. So here you've got Republicans down at Doral planning what they're going to do economically, governmentally, whatever, and how they're not going to hold Trump accountable for impounding money. I'll get to that, in violation of the 1974 Impoundment Act. And they're planning to crash the economy. You got the debt ceiling coming. You got all this wild stuff, another tax cut. They want to crash the economy. I'm telling you, hang on to your seat. It's going to get wild.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is what Republicans do. Remember, Bush had a crash that was as bad as the Great Depression crash? Trump had a crash that was as bad as the Great Depression crash? Reagan had a crash.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. Brady.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is a day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious thinkers, free thinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. When you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's at the end today, or text my last name, Hartman, with those two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman today. Text fees may apply.
It's reckless and grand, a debt-fueled gamble to wreck the land. Tariffs rise and crypto schemes in play while billionaires cheer and the workers pay. Crashing the economy, Trump style. Billionaires laughing in all the while. The middle class falls, the rich take flight. Profit from chaos day turns to night. Stacking the deck while we feel the strain. History repeats, but it's all for his gain.
23 minutes past the hour. Sociologist Jennifer Walter is writing about, you know, how do we deal with this and how do we think of it? For example, the latest fire hose of craziness is Donald Trump claiming, and, you know, the White House proclaiming, actually, his 27-year-old press secretary coming out and saying that Donald Trump forced the president of Colombia to stand down. Now, the president of Colombia said, you know, if you bring immigrants you're deporting into Colombia on military flights in shackles, we're not going to accept them. That's just wrong. And there's a reason for this. Treaties. This is Tim Neftali of Columbia University's School of International Public Affairs explained. This is from Heather Cox Richardson. If a foreign country tries to land its military planes except in an emergency without an existing agreement, that is an infringement of sovereignty. So Trump tried to do this. The president of Colombia pushes back. And then Trump caved in. Trump said, okay, we won't send them on military flights anymore. We'll send them on civilian aircraft, and they won't be shackled. And the president of Colombia said, okay, we'll take them. And then Trump goes out and says, see, I backed him down. When actually Trump backed down. I mean, you know, up is down is up, black is white, you know, red is yellow. So anyhow, sociologist Jennifer Walter says, here's how we deal with this. She says the flood of 200 plus executive orders in Trump's first days is just like what Naomi Klein wrote about in her book, Shock Doctrine, using chaos and crisis to push through radical changes. She says this isn't just politics as usual. It's strategic exploitation of cognitive limits. In other words, we're being mentally overwhelmed. She says Marsha McLuhan, remember the medium is the message, predicted this. When humans face information overload, they become passive and disengaged. When multiple major policies compete for attention simultaneously, it fragments public discourse. Traditional media can't keep up, leading to superficial coverage. The result? Weakened democratic oversight and reduced public engagement. So this is clearly, I mean, you know, you'll recall, you know, 8 years ago, Steve Bannon said, our strategy is to flood the zone with the S word. And that's what Trump is doing right now. Just trying to absolutely overwhelm everyone, breaking laws, refusing to enforce laws, impounding money in violation of the Impoundment Act of 1974, firing prosecutors in violation of civil service laws. It just goes on and on and on, right? So what she says we should do, number one, set boundaries. This is for yourself. Pick just two or three key issues that you care about and focus your attention there. It could be climate, it could be immigration, it could be taxes, it could be, you know, the rich, whatever. Pick two or three key issues. Then find, number two, find trusted analysts who do the heavy lifting of synthesis. Look for those explaining patterns, not just events. This is what I try to do at HartmanReport, by the way, .com. Number three, remember, feeling overwhelmed is the point. When you recognize this, you regain your power. Take breaks, process. This is a marathon. And number five, build community. Share the cognitive load. Different people track different issues. Remember, they want you scattered, she points out. Your focus is resistance. Number four was practice going slow. Don't immediately react. Just, you know, think things through. Good advice, solid advice in these crazy times. So how are you dealing with this? And how do you expect this to play out? And are you ready for Trump to crash the economy the same way that he did last time and the same way that George W. Bush did before that and the same way that Reagan did before that? Buckled up? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, the GOP would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv.
So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Senate confirmation hearings begin tomorrow for HHS Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Cousin Caroline Kennedy weighs in.
He lacks any relevant government, financial, management, or medical experience. His views on vaccines are dangerous and willfully misinformed. These facts alone should be disqualifying.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says it has arrested close to 5,000 people so far in sweeps for undocumented immigrants. At the Oklahoma State Department of Education, protests against potential ICE raids in schools. In Kansas, 67 active cases of tuberculosis in the Kansas City area.
Overall, the public is at very low risk of getting exposed to this and, of course, developing active tuberculosis as well.
Dr. Dana Hawkinson of the University of Kansas Health System. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A forgotten actor joins the cast of a forgotten TV show. I always wondered why Jason Patrick never achieved bigger status as an actor. He always does solid work and now will be doing it on a TV show that has been demoted from network TV to Peacock, but is part of a huge franchise known as Law & Order. Patrick, who is Jackie Gleason's grandson, will join Christopher Maloney in the cast of Law & Order Organized Crime for Season 5 as Detective Tom McKenna. There is no official date as to when Season 5 will drop. One of Pete's picks, A Complete Unknown. I'm not exactly going out on a limb here, as it's Oscar nominated. The film follows Bob Dylan's transition from folk and the acoustic guitar to rock and playing a more electric sound. The narrative uses Dylan's music as a through line, starting with his arrival in New York at the age of 19. Three of the film's cast members, Timothy Chalamet, Edward Norton, and Monica Barbaro, are all nominated for Oscars. Definitely worth a look. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Badgers move up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers have moved up a few spots. Now the 17th ranked team in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard on where he hopes they can improve.
You know, trying to be, from an offensive standpoint, if we can be top 10 in the country, which we are now. Defensively, we felt we needed to climb to be top 25 in order to be really elite. Because if you look across the country of who's in that category, it's some pretty high-powered teams. So defensively, we were hovering in the 50s. We need to continue to grow that.
The Badgers head to Maryland to take on the Terrapins tomorrow night. NBA. The Bucks with a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo both scoring 35 points. Andre Jackson ejected with a flagrant foul with less than a minute to play. Baseball. The Brewers adding closing pitcher John Axford to the team's Wall of Fame. Axford had 46 saves in 2011, a franchise single season record. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any flurries or light snow showers coming to an end. Overnight lows dropping to the upper teens to lower 20s. West winds gusting over 30 miles per hour. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies developing with highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. It's 39 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Emily Zeppos joins us. She's worked with the Outagamie County Democratic Party. Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here. Robert Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation hearing. What does that mean for our health? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
They peddle the hate, turn neighbor on kin. Breaking America from the inside within. They're flooding the zone with noise and despair.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's up?
Well, in the past couple of weeks, you talked about a law that was passed where if someone wanted to accuse some kid, for instance, of stealing a candy bar, they could be arrested. And then the new law would just say there are no legal rights. You can just disappear. You could be in prison for the next 50 years because there will not be any legal proceedings.
Right, it says they can be detained indefinitely, yes.
Yeah, detained indefinitely, okay. Well, there's two laws recently. Joni Ernst is very proud in Iowa of the Sarah's Law, I believe it's called, and then there's another one in Colorado. I can't remember the name of that one. Is either of those what you were talking about, or is that something
No, this
totally
is proposed
different?
Federal legislation.
Yeah.
This, in fact, I believe it just passed. This was the Laken Riley Act, which
okay, that's it.
34 Democrats voted for in the House of Representatives, and I think six or seven Democrats voted for in the Senate. And that movement was led by
attorneys?
John Fetterman and Ruben Gallego.
And none of those people were attorneys that could read into the deeper context of it?
Apparently not. And apparently none of them had attorneys on their staffs who bothered to read the legislation. It's really disgusting, Sandra.
Yeah, okay.
It really is. It is a betrayal.
Yeah. I mean, they can do anything they want now.
Yep. Yep.
It's just...
I don't know if Trump has signed it yet, but I'm sure he will.
I don't know. I'm sure he will. He'll get a little scrawl on it.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's
yep.
what I was
Okay. Thank
about.
You, Sandra. I share your
Thank
outrage.
You.
Thank you. Kim in Chicago. Hey, Kim, what's up?
Hey, Tom. So, first time calling. I just love your
Thank
show.
You.
It's very stimulating and beyond words it is. But over in Chicago, you know, the issue is the DEI thing. And so I'm a school teacher that wanted to go back to school, but of course they've frozen grants and loans. So I'm not really sure where that's going to take me, but not necessarily for me personally, but I guess what I'm calling to find out from you, if you can give a little more information on exactly what DEI is, because I've been trying to spread the word, you know, this will affect the everyday person, especially someone who's a small business that wants to have business in some of these stores. So personally, I've stopped going to Target. I stopped going to Walmart. I actually went to Costco's yesterday. This was refreshing. But for me, I guess I just need a little more information. Again, you are a true blessing. Your show, just yesterday I listened to a Sirius XM, and one of those commentators had mentioned that DEI was not meant, and I quote, for raggedy so-and-so people. And I'm thinking, what does that mean?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna stop now. Again, your show is just, and with the 5-point plan that you mentioned that the author has, I'm going to follow that plan to a T, because that will at least give some form of, I guess, calmness, if you will, for lack of a better word, to what's coming ahead. Because many of us don't realize that, just like on the movie The Schindler's List, just like what Himmler, this is what this starts here. So I'm going to be quiet, and I'm just going to listen to your show. Thank you so much.
Kim, thank you. Thanks for your kind words. Essentially, DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, has to do with hiring. I mean, it sometimes goes beyond that, for example, you know, for people who are already in organizations, it's a way of helping, you know, mostly white men or white people in general understand the life experiences and challenges and difficulties of black people, of Hispanics, of women. But it also generally says, you know, let's open up our hiring. And you know, we've known for years and years, we've seen these studies, right, done over and over and over again, where they just, like, they'll just send a whole bunch of applications, job applications, you know, resumes into a company. And some of them have names that are identifiably British or English or Anglo-Saxon, or most likely a white name, right? You know, Thomas Johnson, whatever. You understand what I'm saying. Some of them have names that are identifiably black, and some of them have names that are identifiably Hispanic. And what they find is, over and over and over again, and this has just been replicated, I mean, across industries for decades, that the people whose names are identifiably white are the ones who get the first calls back. So, you know, DEI says, don't do that. You know, look at their qualifications instead of their name. Those kinds of things. You know, it also, diversity, DEI training helps people, again, mostly white people who just, you know, grew up ignorant of the world because of their privilege. It helps people understand that the people who are working for them, that the diversity of the workforce, that having a variety of people, you know, having both men and women, having, you know, particularly in leadership and management, having a variety of people of different races and religions working in your company or working in your military unit or whatever it may be, is actually something that strengthens it. It gives you the better ability to relate to customers who are diverse, to obviously to your workforce, you know, those kind of things. So, you know, DEI is something that I strongly defend, and I think it's an important, I think it's important. But basically, from the Trump point of view, from the white supremacist, white racist, you know, these white men who believe that men should be in charge of all things, number one, and that white people are the pinnacle of evolution. These guys like Donald Trump, who keeps talking about his genes, his good genes, and, you know, which is, you know, code for being white. For them, they see DEI as an attempt to reduce the power of white men by elevating the power of women and people of color and religious minorities. And they don't like that. They're offended by that. They hate that. And that's why Trump has issued these executive orders. It's why he's shutting down all these branches of the government and ordering all of them to root out their DEI stuff and kill it off and fire all the DEI officers and strip all the DEI. Because basically, you know, in Fox News and right-wing media, DEI has become viewed as, even though, by the way, even though more than half of all the beneficiaries of DEI are actually white women, but DEI has been viewed as, let's elevate the status of mostly black people and secondarily Hispanics and women. And that just, you know, offends people like Donald Trump, you know, the white racists, the white supremacists. That's the bottom line. Patty in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hey, Patty, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to remind everyone that Mark Cuban's Cost Plus Drugs is really saving me a lot of money. He makes it very simple. You just create an account, fill out a one-page, you know, form, mm-hmm. send it to your doctor. Your doctor returns it, and you get an email from Cost Plus Drugs. And it's really worth checking out. You can check out the cost online, and you don't even need insurance.
Oh, interesting. So it's an online pharmacy.
Yeah.
I had heard about it, but
exactly.
I didn't really know anything about it.
Yeah, it's really worth checking out. I've on one medication I'm taking, I've saved $550 a year.
Wow.
Just saying.
Wow. Very cool.
And then a quick, yeah, And a quick question for you. So if Trump wants to eliminate the FDIC, which is the latest thing I heard, how does that affect us?
Well, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, also known as the FDIC, was created after the Great Depression because when the week that FDR was sworn into office was the week that the last of the banks in America shut down. And when they shut down, what that meant was you didn't get your money back. This wiped out my mother's family, for example, who lived up in Charlevoix. And they weren't wealthy, but they had they were doing well. They were upper middle class, and they just got, wiped out into poverty. My grandfather had a heart attack and died when my mom was 13 as a result of this. And so what they did was they created basically an insurance agency as part of the federal government that every time you have a bank transaction, a tiny amount of your transaction, fact check me on this, but a tiny amount of that transaction goes into the FDIC, and the FDIC accumulates this big pile of money, either from fees on banks or from fees on the things that we're doing. I'm not certain exactly how that works. And that then big pile of money that the FDIC is sitting on is available if a bank fails to bail out not the bank, but the depositors, people like you and me. So every deposit in America right now in an FDIC insured bank, and there's an equivalent to this for credit unions, which is not the FDIC. But if every deposit that you make in an FDIC-insured bank in America is guaranteed up to $250,000 by the FDIC. So if Trump shuts this down or closes it or makes it go away or whatever, then suddenly we're all in the high wire act that my grandparents were in the 1930s or in the 1920s.
Right.
And it's just a screaming disaster waiting to happen. It seems insane to me. I mean, I get it that there are predators in the banking industry and the hedge fund industry who are who don't like the FDIC because it does play a regulatory role. If you want to have FDIC insurance, you have to jump through a certain number of hoops having to do with transparency and good governance and following the rules and things like that. And the FDIC can enforce that. But I also see this as part of the larger kind of, David Koch thing. When he ran for president in 1980, he's the late David Koch. He wanted to shut down every federal agency except the military and the police, basically everything else and the courts. Everything else goes because they're all funded with tax dollars. And he was a billionaire, and he was offended by having to pay his taxes. And that I think is really what's going on here, Patty. Patty, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's a great question. Thank you. 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the rest of us. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the two most important parts that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That is GetNativePath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Have you listened to Community Stories yet? The show that features voices from right here in our community? Well, for the month of January, you can catch up on podcasts of past episodes on our website at civicmedia.us. The show's going on vacation for a month, but Community Stories will return in February, tanned and well-rested. Okay, maybe not, but the stories will be fresh and engaging. Keep your dial tuned to WFHR for updates on the new schedule, guests, and stories from right here in our community.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious free thinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. When you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit FFRF.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511 and become a member today to protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit FFRF.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply. FFRF.us/Hartman.
The weight of the world had stolen my joys. I grabbed my coat, left my phone behind. Told myself it's time to unwind. The city fades as the highway bends. The air turns clean where the pavement ends. Go find your mountain, your valley, your stream, where the air feels lighter and your soul can dream. When the world feels heavy, let it all fall away. There's peace in the wild where the trees softly sway. I wandered to a forest, the pines stood tall. There whispered
papers told
Welcome back,
stories.
53 minutes past the hour. I just wanted to, I mentioned a shadow government, and I never closed that loop. So let me just give you a quick thought on that. One of the things that Timothy Snyder has suggested, I've been suggesting this literally for a decade on this program, is that the Democrats need to create a shadow government whenever there's a Republican in office, in power, when the Republicans are in office, in power. They need to identify a shadow president, a shadow vice president, a shadow secretary of state, a shadow secretary of the Treasury, a shadow secretary of head of the EPA, DHS. I mean, you name it, right? And that way, every time, so, you know, if the Kristi Noem goes out and does something stupid like she did yesterday where she was cosplaying, you know, outfitting herself like she was an ICE agent and trying to play cop, then the Democrat who would have been the head of Homeland Security would come out and say, well, here's what I would have done, and do it in a way that gets media attention. They do this in other countries. This is a common practice. It's done in England. It's done in other countries. Democrats should be doing it here. Dean in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Dean, what's on your mind today?
Well, same thing as everybody's, money. It seems like we're in a civilization that we can't make it on our own unless we find a source of income, because we have to buy most of what we need. None of us produce any of that, not even a pair of socks. And I'd like to point out some things in the money that I've never heard any of you people talk about. One of is it all gets loaned into circulation with an interest. And if it all got paid back, there isn't the money existing to repay the interest.
Yeah, it's like a game of musical chairs.
So we're locked into musical chairs. So there has to be constantly new money loaned out.
Yeah.
And then the second part I wanted to add to that is that the people, you have to have the money. The rich people need the other people to be poor, or the money isn't worth anything. It's all numbers anyway. It's just numbers. It's just a balance sheet.
Well, it's not, though. I mean, you know, try telling somebody at the grocery store that when you don't have the money to buy food. By the way, what you're talking about in your first point is what's called fractional reserve banking. And it's the banking system that we have in the United States. And that when the money supply of the United States needs to expand, the only way that's done is by more loans being made. And when fewer loans are being made, like right now we're at a low point for mortgage loans, for example, then that actually reduces the money supply. Reducing the money supply can lead to a recession. So, but back to you, Dean.
Oh, in a big way. Those home loans are a river of money every month.
Yep. And it's a river that's being dammed up right now.
What I'm trying to get at, though, is if everybody had lots of money, it wouldn't be worth anything, because the work needs to be done. There has to be more than just manipulating money to make money.
So you're saying the scarcity produces value for money.
Well, you need desperate people that will go out in the fields and do the work.
Well, yeah, there's that.
And they won't do it.
If you want to have cheap food.
Well, or anything.
No, there's a lot of industries where people are paid well. You know, you don't need cheap people to make cars. You know, why do we need cheap people to make carrots?
With automation, we're replacing a lot of people. You're right, but we still need people that'll go to work.
Yeah, I got it. Dean, I'm out of time. I'm sorry, but your point was well made. Thank you very much. Well, on the other side of this break, the great deportation scam has begun. It's just you and me all 3 hours today. No guests. I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Mr. Green Bay showbiz himself, Frank Hermans, who joins me in studio to discuss his new show. Then I talk movies and TV with the Wisconsin Film Festival's Ben Reiser.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A federal judge has paused President Trump's hold on federal funding while his administration conducts an across-the-board review. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports there's confusion.
In the absence of much information, thousands of organizations that rely on federal funds were making panicked calls to Congress to try to figure out if they're on the list. Take LULAC, for example. It's the nation's largest Latino civil rights organization. They told us they believe one of their largest education programs is on the list to be frozen. And if that's true, they say they will not be able to make payroll for about 125 employees.
The Trump administration is telling millions of federal workers they'll get pay and benefits through September if they resign by next Thursday. Virginia's Democratic Senator Tim Kaine doesn't trust that offer.
This is a guy who made this promise to contractors again and again and again when he was a private business guy. The